Ramadan, the month of opportunities. O you who have faith, prescribed is for you fasting, as it was prescribed for those who were before you, so that you may be God-weary. As we see, God-weariness has been mentioned as the wisdom behind fasting. God-weariness means protecting oneself against harms and dangers. Just as warriors hold a shield and wear armor to protect themselves against enemies, the faithful should also hold the shield of fasting to be immune against satanic temptations. Life without a specific goal is not a humane life. A mountaineer who wants to reach the summit should plan correctly so that he may not go astray or lose his life. According to the Noble Quran, the goal of human being is to reach God's proximity. God-weariness, or what is called taqwa in Islam, means understanding the fact that the entire world is the kingdom of God, and God is present everywhere. If we realize this fact, we will try not to commit a single sin. This is God-weariness. The first phase of fasting means abstention from eating and drinking and other carnal desires. It is a means for strengthening willpower against routine physical and carnal desires. If we were to always answer positively to our physical and carnal desires, they would never end and we would be prevented from the main goal of life. Ramadan is a practice for an orderly and lawful life. It helps to lead a rational life in which every desire is met to the extent that it will make the individual closer to his ultimate goal. This means a moderate life in which man has observed justice in his acts. This is a good step for setting up justice in society as well. Imam Sadiq, peace upon him, has said, God prescribed fasting to make the haves and have-nots equal. Dear listeners, Ramadan has arrived. This blessed month is called the month of God and is superior to all months. Its days, nights, and hours are the best of days, nights, and hours. And there is a night in this month which is better than 1,000 months. This night is called the night of Qadr or ordainment. According to the leader of the Islamic Revolution, Ayatollah Sayyid Ali Khamenei, Ramadan is a part of paradise in the burning hell of the material world. Indeed, God has done a great favor to let us enter this blessed period to be away from the worldly attachments and desires. Ayah 5 of Surah Hamd teaches us to say to God, You alone do we worship, and to you alone do we turn for help. This is read 5 times in daily ritual prayers. In fact, God wants to remind us repeatedly that we should only worship Him and appeal only to Him for help. In other words, nobody deserves to be worshipped, and nobody is able to meet our demands. God has granted us the blessed month of Ramadan to practice worship purely for His sake. The Noble Quran is the word of God to salvage mankind. Thus, it fulfills all needs of human society in the best way and guides them to the best way. If man applies reasoning and intellect, he will certainly find the right path in the Quran. That's why this heavenly scripture keeps guiding the hearts of those who look for truth. The Quran is the book of guidance for pure hearts and souls. This great book is a set of laws for regulating social life and gives instructions for every minute issue in life. The Quran is the source of honor and dignity for Muslims, provided that they put its instructions into practice. Mankind was developed in the first decades and centuries of Islam in many fields of sciences and ethics. Muslims soon became the torchbearers of knowledge and progress and founded the greatest civilization in the world, which kept shining for several centuries. This book keeps opening new vistas of knowledge for mankind if they do not fear to fathom its mysteries. During the rule of Imam Ali, peace upon him, a man had done an evil act and had to be punished. The Imam asked him if he could read any part of the Quran by heart. He recited one ayah of Surah Baqarah. So the commander of the faithful pardoned him as he had learnt the ayah by heart. This showed the status of learning the Quran in Islam, although Imam Ali, peace upon him, was very exact in punishing sinners. Ayah 185 of Surah Baqarah reads, "The month of Ramadan is one in which the Quran was sent down as guidance to mankind and manifest proofs of guidance and a criterion." Criterion here points to the fact that the Quran is the means of distinguishing between right and wrong. We hope to be able to benefit from the blessings of the Quran in this great month. If we abstain from sins and evil deeds, the Quran will definitely show us the proofs of guidance and enable us to distinguish between right and wrong.